Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. I am so grateful to be reading again with you this week, and we are in a wonderful passage today in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 18. We're going to dig right in. We're in the New International Version today, and we're revisiting a theme from chapter 5, the theme of suffering. Remember in chapter 5, we talked about suffering that produces character, which produces perseverance. And here we're comparing the present sufferings. They are not greater than the glory that will be revealed in us through Jesus Christ. There's also a lot of talk about groaning, creation groaning under the weight of sin. And then we ourselves are groaning as well. And then tomorrow in the reading, we'll hear about the Holy Spirit groaning on our behalf in prayer. Starting in verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to this present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. First of all, I cannot do this passage justice in 2 minutes. I can never do it justice, but the Lord helps us in our weakness. There are so many groanings going on here. Creation is groaning, subjected to frustration. I think that's the idea of the world being misused over time and also because of the fall. Also, we groan, those who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly because we're waiting for that day when we are fully adopted, when we see Christ face to face, when the redemption of our bodies comes. And then in the passage we'll read tomorrow, it talks about the Holy Spirit groaning within us with wordless groans. He's praying on our behalf. In verse 24, there's a lot of talk about hope. For in this hope we were saved. It's this hope of the redemption of our bodies and our adoption. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. If we're talking about hope right now, in modern days, it's like wishful thinking. I hope that I'll get to go home for Christmas or something like that. But in the Bible, hope is more confident expectation. So we have confident expectation that we're going to be saved. Confident expectation that we will be redeemed. Paul here has confident expectation that the sufferings that he's enduring aren't worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. But while we're on this earth, we do groan. We see the sin that is affecting our families, our communities, our world. We see hunger. We see sickness. We see the effects of the fall everywhere. And sometimes, honestly, I don't know what to do about it. I don't know where to go. But this passage reminds us to recall the fact that we are children of God, that His glory is going to be revealed in us. And while we're here on this earth, it is right to groan. And I would add, it is right to be people who act as the children of the King, moving toward restoration, redemption, and hope. Okay, we've got to move on to Psalm 44. Today we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8. This is a psalm celebrating the exodus from slavery and the conquest of the land of Canaan. Here in the first 8 verses, we give credit where credit is due. It is the right hand and the light of God's face that brought the Israelites victory. And you'll notice that it says that God did these things for he loved them. Such a beautiful picture of salvation that we can relate to. God has shown his power, his authority, his wisdom, and his truth in Jesus. And he has saved us because he loves us. That's something we need to recount again and again as we worship the Lord and as we seek to be models of discipleship for those around us. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, Amaskel, we have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days. In days long ago, with your hand you drove out the nations, and you planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the day, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This is an important reminder that we should share the stories of God's redemption in our own lives and those in the Bible as well. Where has the Lord shown his power, his strength, his wisdom, and brought truth into a situation? He did it out of his great love. That reminds me of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, which reminds us that it is your power, your right hand, your authority, your light that comes in situations and saves us. So we lift up to you what we're concerned about today. We know that you love us, and we pray that you would be at work. We also, Lord, want to bring to you Romans 8, thanking you for the future glory and the confident expectation we have that absence from the body is presence with you, Lord, and for the new earth and the new heavens where we will have a restored body that is renewed. As we wait in expectation, help us to be conduits of your love and grace, and help us today to experience your Spirit's leading, your help in navigating situations, and the fruit of your Spirit. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.